It seems today that all we see is eggs on our windows and grumps on our streets. Welcome to the Big Respect for day 6 of Nabob Pomo. Dave, and welcome to day 6 of Nabob Pomo. So far I've recorded 2 episodes for this year's series in the great outdoors, and it's reminded me why I did that almost every one of last year's Nabob Pomo episodes outside as well. Fresh air, can move about, a little bit ambient sounds. Talking of which, I know that yesterday's audio wasn't great towards the end. There was a minor glitch in the mix. Yeah, it happens. So that's also why I'm being quite quiet, because it is 11 o'clock at night and I'm standing outside my house. I don't really want to draw too much attention to what I'm doing. It's a very foggy evening, freezing fog. I think it's going to be quite a cold night, but we shall see. Now, yesterday evening, we set fire to a number of loud incendiary devices in our back garden. So good it was that even the family diagonally opposite us at the back of our house decided to come out and watch them. At least I think that's what they were doing. It was difficult to tell with all of the bigger and better fireworks going off all around us at the time. But after we dragged our overstimulated and smoke-smelling bodies back into the house, I settled down to do some audio editing, and Caroline did some work on her website while the kids were relaxing with various electronic devices before getting ready for bed. Now, even with my headphones on, I heard it. It was a soft, squelchy impact sound, kind of like a sponge hitting a window or something like that. I thought nothing of it, thinking that it was just another fireworky type thing blended in amongst all the others that were going off around us. But then during a pause in the audio that I was editing, I heard the sound of giggling and fast retreating footsteps. And suddenly I realised exactly what had happened. A group of young scroats had just egged our front room window. My headphones hit the deck and I was out the front door like a shot. But they were young and fit and, well, I'm not. So I didn't see anyone. Caroline said to me, "You're annoyed, aren't you?" And I responded, "Yes," but using quite a few more words than that. I don't mind if the kids want to mess around like that, if they want to do, you know, stupid things like that. It's just a bit of fun, it's a bit of mischief. And had it just been me and Caroline in the house at the time, I might have been a bit more tolerant. But my kids were absolutely scared out of their wits by it. And that's not on. Now, this also reminds me that I've already whinged about, you know, people not wearing masks or not wearing them properly and not observing social distancing, illegal off-road bikes being ridden on roads and pavements, and I think I might have even had a moan about people parents parking their cars on the zigzag lines outside schools. I can't remember that one. But that led me to 2 very specific revelations. Firstly, I am getting significantly more angry in my old age. But secondly, it does point to a general lack of respect for other people. Caroline and I were having a chat about this earlier on today, and we mentioned things like how people over a certain age will say hello to you when you walk past them in the street, whereas the younger generation are, you know, either staring at their phones while walking or simply just don't want to give you their attention. Also, the people that will park their car in a blue badge or parent and child parking space just because it's closer to the door. Now, it could be a generational thing, but I don't believe that's entirely it. I know some cracking youngsters who are both respectful and polite, almost to a fault, and it's lovely to see. But there are also some people who just don't care about others, and they won't think about how their actions will affect others, but only how their actions offer convenience for themselves. I suppose I could be labelled as hypocritical and virtue signalling, perhaps. But, no, trust me, I know I'm no saint. But I do try. And that's all that anybody can ever ask. If you haven't already done so, please do subscribe to The Big Slurp wherever you get your podcasts. If you find somewhere that the big slurp isn't, please do let me know. Also, let me know if you've got any thoughts on what I've said today, or if there's anything you'd like me to cover off or offer my opinion on. Even if you want to drop me a note and say you are out of line and explain to me why, I'm more than happy for that. Please just let me know. Drop me an email, slurp@thelovebug.org, or you can leave a comment on this episode over at thelovebug.org/respect. If you like what I'm doing here, why not leave a review for The Big Slurp wherever you found this podcast, or email and comment and let me know that you're listening. So that's it for now. Thanks for listening. You can find previous episodes over at thelovebug.org/slurp. Wherever you are in the world, stay safe, be respectful towards others. I'll be back tomorrow. Please join me if you can.